What up, everybody? It's your boy KG5 to the 2. This is the Firestarter Bible Study. Today is Wednesday. We are diving into Matthew chapter 7. Been exactly 1 week going through the book of Matthew in the Firestarter Bible Study. Today we're in Matthew chapter 7, though, and this is a continuation of Jesus' kind of discourse, his take on the world, his take on all things that we deal with in our everyday life. And there is, again, so much in this chapter that I would be remiss to say I could handle it all. But the first couple verses are what kind of stuck out to me, or I should say that's what the Holy Spirit kind of convicted me of as I began to read this. Don't you hate when that happens? You know, you think you're going to share something with somebody else, and you realize that you're talking to yourself. But the first verse of Matthew chapter 7 says, "Don't judge unless you want to be judged. The measure that you measure to other people is the measure that will be measured to you." And basically what it's just basically saying is that don't judge unless you, don't do something, don't look at people a certain way if you don't want to be looked at the same way. Meaning the way you treat people, the way you look at people, is generally how people are going to look at you, the way people are going to look at you. And I, you know, always prided myself on being a guy that kind of looked out for the little guy in high school. And this is, of course, this is after I gave my life to Christ. God really changed my heart on what it meant to be compassionate and empathetic towards other people's problems. I was kind of like the guy in high school that kind of hung out with everybody. You know, was friends with some of the nerdiest kids and then hung with the jocks on the football team. And I prided myself, you know, on just being someone that kind of genuinely liked and gave time to other people. And it's never really been the problem, per se. Once God changed my heart, I didn't really have a problem loving the unlovable. But I'll tell you what I have had a problem with, and this is what God has kind of been knocking me upside the head about. I have a problem loving people that are deserving of being made fun of. Now, what do I mean, KJ? Well, let me time this out. I'm talking about the idiots in this world. I'm talking about the people that are arrogant, big-headed, egocentric, generally downright jerks. Those are the people that I find myself judging. And it's kind of like in your own heart, you kind of feel like, well, you know, they treat people wrong. You kind of have a right to look at them that way. And for as bad as I want to make fun of people that are just so wrapped, I think it's when I find people that are so wrapped up in themselves. It's like, dude, who do you think you are? That's the people that God convicts me of and says, you know what? I died for that person too. I love that person too. In spite of their sin, which is really no different than my own, I love that person too. And God is calling me to love that person and to not look at them as worthy of making fun of them or judging them, but to look at them as, you know what, through the eyes of Christ. I have to come to that point. That's the point that God is working on my heart. And I have to realize that some of the most arrogant, egocentric people are also some of the most insecure and really in desperate need of what God can do in their lives. And that's the thing that I'm convicting myself of to make sure I don't forget today. So, with that being said, go check out Matthew chapter 7 and be a fire starter today. God bless.